are listening to Radio Belarus. George Sheffield is in the studio with this week's edition of Cradle, your guide to the everlasting spring of wisdom and legends. We are to travel through the maze of time, drift away in the ocean of folklore, and bring all the pieces of the historical puzzle together. The first collectors of valuables on the territory of Belarus were guided primarily by a sense of prestige and the desire to strengthen their social position. For example, all the princes of the Eastern Slavs created their own collections, for which huge sums of money were allocated. Since ancient times, there have been huge collections of artistic and historical values on the territory of Belarus, which constituted to the cultural wealth of the entire region. For example, in the capitals of the ancient principalities, there were treasuries, which not only kept valuables, but were also an obligatory attribute of the princely residence and one of the symbols of power. On the Belarusian lands, the richest treasury existed in the 13th century in Polotsk. This city has been considered an important political and economic center of Eastern Europe for several centuries. This is where our ancestors gathered for the joy, here they made sacrifices to the gods and actively traded. Medieval temples kept relics that enjoyed the respect of believers and were associated with the names of Christ and the Mother of God, as well as with the names of the apostles, saints, and martyrs. Valuable relics were adorned with gold, silver, and precious stones. The famous Belarusian educator Eufrosyne of Polotsk, along with compiling church acathists and rewriting old books, took care of the artistic filling of churches. There is evidence that the sister of Eufrosyne of Polotsk, Zvinislava, after becoming a monk, donated all her dowry and jewelry to the monastery. The male monastery in Polotsk was decorated with the icon of Our Lady of Ephesus, painted according to Christian tradition by the evangelist Luke. Built by order of Eufrosyne of Polotsk, the Church of the Transfiguration of the Savior also kept valuable gifts in its vestry. Of particular importance was the masterpiece of Belarusian decorative and applied art called the Cross of Eufrosyne of Polotsk. It was used as a reliquary to store Christian shrines received from Jerusalem and Constantinople. In former times, such reliquaries were distributed not only among representatives of the Church, but also among secular aristocrats. The treasury of the Grand Duchy of Lithuania contained the state archive, military trophies, gifts, and other valuable items. It is known that such collections also existed in London, Dresden, and Vienna. Initially, the treasury was located in the ancient capital of the principality, the city of Novogrudok. After Prince Mindovk received the royal title, it was replenished with two royal crowns, which belonged to Mindovk and his wife Martha, and were richly decorated with precious stones. After the transfer of the capital of the principality to Vilna and the construction of a princely residence in the city, significant material and artistic values were collected here. This process reached its peak during the reign of Prince Vitovt. Gifts and military trophies from the conquered lands flocked to the Grand Ducal residence. During a meeting in 1388 between Prince Vitovt and Master of the Teutonic Order Conrad von Janingen, the Crusaders surprised him with their generous gifts, among which were golden armor, hunting falcons, and much more. And 3 years later, during the siege of the city of Dinaborg, the inhabitants of the city came out to the troops of the Grand Duke with crosses raised up and precious gifts. One of those who managed to see the treasury of the Grand Dukes of Lithuania was the ambassador of the Teutonic Order, Kibort. According to him, the hall was a very spacious room, the walls of which were decorated with expensive oriental carpets. In the middle stood a large table, also covered with a valuable carpet. On it was a golden crucifix and a crown, as well as a sword and a golden scepter. However, the image of the Mother of God, cast in gold and silver, made the strongest impression on the guests. A rich collection of valuables suffered great losses after the marriage of Prince Jagiełło with the Polish Queen Jadwiga. The fact is that, under the terms of the marriage contract, he not only undertook to pay compensation to Jadwiga's ex-fiancé, but also to transport his father's and grandfather's treasury from Vilna to Krakow in Poland. It so happened that in exchange for the royal title, Prince Jagiełło gave away one of the most important symbols of the statehood of the Grand Duchy. In subsequent years, his treasury was replenished only sporadically. Some revival occurred during the reign of Grand Duke Alexander, who was an educated person, spoke foreign languages, and read the works of Greek and Roman philosophers. New paintings and sculptures, jewelry, and handwritten books appeared in the princely residence. Unfortunately, after the signing of the Union of Lublin in 1569, the significance of the treasury as the largest art collection in the country was completely lost. However, since then, in aristocratic circles, collecting valuables has become a tradition. At the beginning of the 17th century, the construction of a stone castle was completed in Niswisch. It housed a great collection of paintings. Many of them are of interest not only as works of art, but also as original sources that reflect historical events. In the royal hall, there were portraits of Ivan the Terrible, Charles the Twelfth, Prince Vitovt, and many other historical figures. In addition to works of art, the interior was decorated with valuable sculptures, wallpapers, carpets, Slotsk belts, and wax figures. Despite the fact that the Radziwills were very rich, they came up with a tricky move to replenish the interior of their castle. In order not to spend money on purchasing expensive furniture, they purchased only one sample and ordered their craftsmen to make the required amount of the same furniture. Another treasury was located in the Stankovo estate near Minsk. It kept the best numismatic collection on the territory of Belarus, which belonged to the Count Emeryk Hutin-Chapsky. The collection consisted of world-class rarities, and some of them were unique. It was so large that it subsequently became the basis for the creation of a whole museum, which currently operates in Krakow, in Poland. Unfortunately, many rarities disappeared during the First World War. Only some of them, thanks to the original brand, were discovered by Belarusian scientists in the numismatic collection of the Smithsonian University in Washington. Many Belarusian collectors carried out scientific research, and their activities were repeatedly awarded medals of scientific communities. However, there were also such collectors whose activities harmed science. For example, contemporaries sharply criticized the collection activities of the Minsk collector Henry Tator. His chaotic excavations of burial mounds caused irreparable harm to archaeology, and much of what was found disappeared without a trace. Nevertheless, thanks to collecting, the first museums appeared, created on the basis of private collections of valuables. Dear friends, you were listening to Cradle, your guide to the historical heritage of Belarus. That's all for today, and stay with Radio Belarus.
Дороже, чем ты. Твоя улыбка нежная. сон позабыть нельзя. Твои глаза, просторы, небо и океан. И разговоры под дождем с тобой ни о чем. Переполняет чувства, я в тебя влюблен. Твоя улыбка, нежный сон позабыть нельзя. Твои глаза, просторы, небо и океан. И разговоры под дождем с тобой ни о чем. Переполняет чувства, я в тебя влюблен. Слышу стук сердец и окунаюсь в твое тепло. Наши берега рисуют дождь на губах, но прикосновение, смотрю в глаза, знаю точно, это не забуду никогда. Манит невозможно резкий пульс и дыхание. Не могу исполнить и твои все желания. Хочу замкнуться и убежать, сердце не пускает, я к тебе хочу опять. Подойди и скажи, нету дороже, чем ты. Твоя улыбка, нежный сон позабыть нельзя. Твои глаза, просторы, небо и океан. И разговоры под дождем с тобой ни о чем. Переполняет чувства, я в тебя влюблен. Твоя улыбка, нежный сон позабыть нельзя. Твои глаза, просторы, небо и океан. И разговоры под дождем с тобой ни о чем. Переполняет чувства, я в тебя влюблен.
Vitebsk region. Welcome to Belarus. Vitebsk region is located in the northeast of Belarus and borders on Lithuania, Latvia, and Russia. The nature has generously endowed it with forests, numerous lakes, and more than 600 deep rivers. The National Park Broslav Lakes is famous far beyond the borders of the country. There are over 30 tourist attractions in the territory of park, wildlife sanctuaries, various monuments of architectural and archaeological significance. This region provides ample opportunities to have rest and get unforgettable impressions. Berezinski Reserve is included into the World Network of Biosphere Reserves protected by UNESCO. You have a wonderful opportunity to visit this picturesque region, which has no peers elsewhere in the world. It has an impressive number of national reserves and over 40 wildlife sanctuaries are located in Vitebsk region. The most ancient towns of Belarus are Politsk, Vitebsk, and Orsha. More than 30 state museums and 16 of their branches are available for tourists. There are 42 magnificent mansions and a great number of parks protected by the state here. The life and work of famous enlighteners and artists are connected with Vitebsk land. St. Euphrosyne of Politsk, Simeon Politsky, Francisk Skorina, the artists Marc Chagall, Ilya Repin, and Kazimir Malevich. About 20 large festivals and holidays which get visitors from many countries of the world are held annually in the region. Famous festival Slavansky Bazaar is one of such holidays. Hospitable Vitebsk land will be glad to greet you.
Чакає, я хутка бачу перон. Мой маленький город чакає, мене чакає ён. Я засталася такая, як там, дзе з матуля ідзе. Мяне за руку трымае і памяць зноў вядзе мяне ў мой горад, нібы ўсё было учора. В свой двор старый зайду и у котой зерну в окне. Мой город, сню тебе я раз по раз, тут знаёма всё до кропли, ведай, я люблю тебе. Мой город, я бягу в твой двор, як шмада до дому и твой погляд ловлю. Я люблю тебе. У тым мароховым полі, дзе за скрамы стаяць, мы ідзем сябрамі па волі і на мароз п'яць. Сукенкай вецер гуляе, і я ўлю матылька. Павер, я дагэтуль такая, трымай моя рука, табе мой город, нібы ўсё было учора. В свой двор стары зайду і ў потай зірну в окны. О, мой город, сню цябе я раз по раз, тут знаёма ўсё да кроплі, ведай, я люблю цябе. Мой город, я бягу в твой двор, як шмада до дому и твой погляд ловлю окне. Я люблю тебе. Я люблю тебе. Так хутка час минає, так тяжко вести далі будзе без твайго цяпла. Гэта цуд, ведай, што ў сэрцы я зноў цябе знайшла. Туманы зноў нібы футра абдыме дрэваў ствалы, а ты не выходзіш насустрач. Мой город стиплый, малый, я не хаваю усмешку, и ты не можешь сховать, что снова, как солнце пролезки, так рады меня не летать. Вот и мой город, нибы все было учора, в свой двор старый зайду и употай зерно. Тебе я раз по раз, тут знаёма ўсё да кроплі, ведаю.